بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned the virtue of seeking deeni knowledge and the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in this regard, that from every clan, every tribe, a small number of individuals should go out in jihad and the remainder should stay back so that they could learn deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they could then pass on this knowledge to those who had gone out when they would return. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again turns the attention to jihad itself, and here advice is given to the believers that even when it comes to something like jihad, this has to be done with tartib, with sequence. It is not done in a haphazard manner. There are steps to follow, and then only if these steps are followed and the correct sequence is followed, then there will be success and there will be victory for the Muslims. So one of these particular steps or one of the sequences to follow, Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, قاتلوا الذين يلونكم من الكفار, wage war against those disbelievers who are closest to you. In other words, first tackle the enemy that is close by, and then you can turn your attention to those that are further away. And we find this is exactly what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had done. First he turned his attention to the people of Makkah Mukarramah. These were the closer enemy. And only once Makkah Mukarramah had been conquered, then in the 9th year after Hijrah, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now turned his attention to Tabuk. And he then took an expedition and had gone towards Tabuk. And then after his demise in the time of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, then the attention was turned to those lands that were further away, and they were then conquered and brought under Islamic rule. So this is the first advice that is given. Secondly, Allah mentions, وَلْيَجِدُوا فِيكُمْ غِلْظَةً, that when you are fighting the enemy, then let them find firmness within you, harshness within you. In other words, when you have taken the decision to now fight against them, and you have come to this point, now there is no room for softness, for accommodation, for tolerance. That has its place in Sharia, in Deen. And this occasion does not call for this. Rather, this calls for you being firm, being strong, not wavering in any way. Elsewhere, Allah mentions that the believers are such that they are أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. When dealing with fellow believers, then they display softness, tolerance, accommodation. They overlook their fellow believers. But when dealing with the enemy, then they show a no-nonsense attitude. They do not tolerate any harm or any negativity towards deen. So this teaches us that on different occasions, there are different attributes that a believer needs to show. At times he needs to show softness, accommodation, and at times he needs to show his firmness and his strength. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And then Allah says, that know well that Allah is with the people of taqwa. In other words, when you are going out in jihad in the path of Allah, then taqwa is that which will carry you to victory. Allah's assistance, Allah's help is with those people who have taqwa. And mu'arikhin have mentioned, historians have mentioned, that throughout Islamic history, whenever there was a Muslim ruler who ruled with justice, with Allah consciousness, he himself had the fear of Allah within him, then Allah would allow him to conquer many lands and to bring them back under Muslim rule. And whenever there was a ruler who ruled with injustice, he did not have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then although he may have ruled over a certain area, but Allah did not really allow his kingdom to expand. Nevertheless, now Allah mentions with regard to the hypocrites or these mushrikeen, that whenever the Qur'an was revealed, how would they, or what comments they would pass. So, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ, whenever any surah of the Qur'an is revealed, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولْ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا, then amongst these disbelievers are those who make the statement and they say, that who does this surah increase in faith? It does not increase the belief or the iman of anyone. What is the point of these surahs that are coming down? It has no benefit. So Allah says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, as for the people of Iman, those who truly have Iman, فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. The revelation of every surah, every verse of Quran, does cause their iman to increase. And they rejoice when they receive this wahi via Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Their iman really increases. They now learn further about deen. And as these verses or these surahs are revealed, they now bring iman upon this. So their iman does increase. Their fear of Allah increases. Their consciousness of Allah increases. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Yes, those who have sickness, maladies within their heart, the munafiqeen, فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَىٰ رِجْسِهِمْ. Allah says, for them, then the revelation of these surahs only increases them in their perversity, in their filth, in their spiritual maladies. وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And ultimately they leave this world in the condition of disbelief. So this is the difference between a person with true iman and a person who is a munafiq, a hypocrite, is that, of course, in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are speaking about surahs being revealed. But in our time, we can gauge when the Quran is being recited, when the masail of deen are being taught or learnt. Then people with genuine iman within the heart, this causes their iman to increase in the sense that they now become more conscious of Allah. They become more fearful of Allah. They become more obedient to Allah. And those who have spiritual maladies within the heart, and the malady of nifaq, of hypocrisy, then for them, they do not find any change, any difference within them. Whether they heard that verse of Quran before, whether they heard that mas'ala of deen before, it does not cause any increase in their iman, in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a gauge that you and I can use. When we hear the Quran being recited, when we hear the masail of deen being taught, does this cause our consciousness, our fear, our obedience of Allah to increase? Or do we stagnate and remain the same? Then this will help us to identify, is there genuine and true iman within the heart? Or is there some taint of hypocrisy, of nifaq within the heart? Allah protect us and give us understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.